some.
Adam Morris, in the couple of seconds we have left to us, sex education, how much, how little, what shall we tell the children?
Well, it's worth remembering that a certain amount of instruction does tend to come with the kit, doesn't it?
Says it all, Adam, and that's all I can say, because that's all from That's Asking. Till next week, in a hurried glance at notes, Stoke on Trent. Thank you, and good night.
May I ask you something?
As long as it's not in the original Hebrew.
What emanation of the zeitgeist, I wonder, impels you to make that kind of wantonly self-distancing response?
Put it down to proximity to possibly our greatest living intellectual, if I read your blurbs correctly.
Are you returning to London this evening?
Like a shot.
In your own vehicle?
Paid for out of taxes, yes. You want a lift?
Whisper it not in Gath. But I do not greatly wish to share the communal conveyance that brought me up here with our unrelievedly entertaining chairperson and his sycophantic cohorts.
Hyde Park Corner, do you?
I seem to provoke you to a certain... How shall I best express it?
God, if you don't know, who else is likely to?
Certain regressive facetiousness. It does you less service and honour than perhaps you imagine.
You excelled yourself, Master Morris. Sorry I had to cut you short at the end.
It's the badge of all our race.
I wish you'd been as good on the programme as you are off it, I must say. Thanks a lot. Come again, if invited.
Hello, Adam. Oh, you don't remember me.
Patricia! Yeah, Sheridan said you might be coming. You never got to ask your question, though. I'm sorry about that.
I want to ask it now.
By all means.
The SCR ceiling.
I'm sorry?
Sheridan mustn't know that I even mention it.
In what connection?
What it could mean for him if there was something you could do.
But in the way of...
Finding the necessary money to stop it falling in.
Oh, forgive me, Patricia, but as we Jonas tend to say, why me?
Well, you seem to have done very well.
Oh, my goodness. The rumours of my millions are, I assure you, much exaggerated.
It would mean so much to him.
I'm very willing to contribute in a modest way.
Well, you know, if he were to be associated somehow in procuring the means to save the ceiling, if the money were to be, I don't say conditional on...
No, I understand. I wish I could write you a cheque, or him, or the college. You think it might... What's the word?
I'm sure you know it.
Redounds, the one, I think, as in redound to credit.
Without anyone saying so in so many words.
Or in too few. I can talk to some people, is all I can say for the moment.
He has no idea that's why I came tonight.
Patricia, may I just say, I never had any intention of hurting you or Sheridan, you know, with that character in my novel.
You didn't, in the least. You were very good on the programme just now. I wish you'd been able to say more.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Who was little Miss Dowdy?
An old friend, actually.
Can I ask you something I have no right to?
Those are the ones that it's a pleasure to answer, sometimes. Shoot.
I've written a screenplay.
Not much of a question there so far.
And I'm having some problems.
Morning sickness goes with the territory. Hot flushes are to be expected, and a sudden appetite, possibly, for humble pie in selected cases.
Don't be a smartass all the time. If I send it to you, could you possibly bear to scribble in my margins?
I can save you the postage. What you need to do is take 20 pages out of the first 50, strengthen the main female character, that is, write her with bigger boobs, and accelerate a lot more towards the end. That'll be $5 and you're clear for takeoff.
I'd still like to send it. I asked Jake Leibowitz who I should talk to about it. He said you.
Meaning he didn't want the job.
He said you were the smartest man he knew.
Jake's the only ranking director who I seriously take seriously. You didn't like his Byron movie. I did, a lot. And even you can't argue with roses, can you?
Nor did I. I'm not entirely the person you think.
But then again, who is?
Susie, the barouche, is at the door.
Send me a script. I'm sure I'll be humbled and instructed.
Thank you.
Am I distracting you from a possible rendezvous, Gallon?
Are you not aware that Susan Beaumont's maiden name was, and underlyingly remains, Feinemann?
Underlyingly remains? That's a bit Hungarian, isn't it? So what?
There was, I cannot but feel, an inadvertent plethora of Jews. which may, but only may, account for the frantic frivolity and, if I have my jargon right, camera-hogging of the Antipodean humorist at whose behest we were convoked.
I don't believe it.